Hi, good evening. Is this Cameron? Hello, is this Cameron?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
great,
sir. Give me about a minute. Let me get some
sure.
kids out.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
That's okay. Just a minute. All right, so are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. No, that's okay.
It's kind of a crazy time in our household with two littles and one.
What are the ages, Kevin? How old are they? How old are they?
One is 18 months, one is 30 months, and then our oldest is 11 years. So
big
they definitely keep
there.
Us on our toes.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, Cameron, thank you so much for taking the call. And Tara was explaining to you the opportunity to fill in that one position on Google.
Yes, sir.
great opportunity. I see that your business name is called 5J Plumbing.
That's correct.
Okay. Does 5J represent something? Does it mean something? Just curious.
So, basically, it's me, my wife, and then our two kids. So, that makes the 5J Plumbing.
Okay.
I used to have a company called HK Backflow Solutions, which we had our daughter about the time I started the plumbing company, so came up with a new name.
So this is good, Cameron. So the J's represent your last name? Is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. So that makes sense. Okay, the 5 J's. That's good. That's cool. That's really good. I like that. And how long you been in business, sir? How long you been in business?
Since April of last year.
Okay.
This April will be a year.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Did you work for somebody else? Is that the way it was?
My company for years and years, and then I went to another company in town, the other big name, Me Plumbing. And then I went down to my own.
Good for you. So how many years of experience do you have? It sounds like you have a lot of experience.
Yes, sir. About 12 years. I mean, mine
that's good enough.
I mean, plus whatever I had when I was, 12 years old.
Really? Well,
yes,
12 years is more than enough. That's a long time, man, Cameron. That's a good time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Now, do you do remodeling and new construction, or you strictly just do repairs?
No, we do remodeling. New construction.
Nice.
We've built one of those HTO facilities. We're about to do a new build on a Jolt coffee shop.
Nice. A new build.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yeah. How'd you get that contract? How'd you get the contract on the coffee shop, Cameron? That's a nice one.
Oh, well, when I had my backflow company, I was testing guys' backflows. And the guy's name is Kerry. Let me introduce myself. And
yeah.
And then the people on email. So the next year, I earned his business in backflow. When I started my plumbing company, of course, I it's time I started my company. And
yeah.
Let's get together, and we went from there.
That's awesome. How many people do you have working for you, by the way, Cameron? Is it yourself, or you got other people helping you?
Yeah, I have I have a CPA that has started to take over, the business side of things that does, payroll and that sort of thing. But
sure.
She doesn't count as an employee. She's just a... But I have two plumbers and two helpers myself.
Okay. All right. Wow, that's pretty good staff. Good for you. Good for you, Cameron. Yeah, you got a good crew there. Good. Important to make sure that phone rings and keep these guys
exactly.
money. making money and you're making money because you're paying them by the hour, but you're getting the job, you know, higher pay, either the higher rate or higher salary or higher, you know,
that's kind of contract. Hold on to the guys, too.
Yeah. Now, I'm looking at the map, Cameron. You're basically almost right in the smack in the middle of San Antonio and Austin. Would you drive to Austin for work, or is that too far on your under the radar? Is that too far?
You know,
I'm just curious.
We typically don't.
Okay, got it. All right.
I mean, if a contractor says, "Hey, let's look at this project," we'll reach out to that area.
Okay.
That HTL we built was in Dripping Springs, which is kind of a stretch for us. It was tough.
Dripping? DR? Oh, I see it. Yeah, I see it. It's a little bit on the west side of Austin, on the 290. Yeah, I see it. Okay. So that was a stretch right there, right?
Yes, sir. So, I mean, I try to stay within that 20 to 30-mile radius.
Got it. So what would be in the map? What would be the northbound maximum? San Marcos? Kyle? Buda? What would it be? I'm looking at the map now.
Yeah, I mean, we would go to Kyle. Kyle.
Okay.
Comfortable. We're pretty comfortable going to San Marcos.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, San Marcos. I've seen that.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I see it. Okay.
San Marcos, Bronville.
Yeah.
They're below. Well, there's so much work right around here that.
Sure. Okay. Is it because it's a growing area? Cameron, is there a lot of people moving there? Like, because we're from California, man.
So he's booming.
And you guys are getting everybody from California moving to Texas. So I'm sorry about
we
that.
We are.
You are.
Like
and
four
so,
people down the street from me going from here or California to here, and I was like, whoa.
They are, man. Cameron, listen, our homes, you can't afford a home anymore, number one. Number two, the cost of living is ridiculous. Food, gasoline, you name it. Everything is just so, insurance, everything is just so far-fetched that you can't afford it anymore. I'm thinking of going to Texas too. I'm thinking more like let me look at the map here because my cousin wants to move out there too, and he's talking about Corpus Christi. But I got another friend that wants to move far north, like to what is the town near Plano, Texas, and all that Dallas area.
Okay.
So like Frisco,
okay. Yep.
Those Sherman, yes, Frisco, and that way Dallas. But my other cousin wants to go to Corpus Christi, and I'm like, I'll go any of these places. Once I have somebody else that I know that's moving out there, because I wanted to get away from California myself. I'm tired of it, man.
Right.
I could afford, what's the average home over there, Cameron? What's the average house?
I mean, you can look at a nice size home for $500,000,
yeah.
You know? But
yeah,
I mean,
a really nice
you can
one.
Get,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How about a 3-2? A basic 3-2? Three bedroom, two
basic
half.
3-2, probably
1800, 1800 square feet. Yeah, see that 300. My friend, that's affordable, man. I'm not kidding you. That's affordable. That makes a lot of sense. That's why people are moving out there, man. So your advantage is you want to be found on Google when all these people are moving out there, remodeling, fixing up, you know, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you have a webpage, a website?
I do. It's 5J Plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
78155.com.
Okay, so you use a zip code. Good for you. 5J Plumbing.
Yes, sir.
5J Plumbing. And the zip code is 78155.com. Interesting you did that.
Yes, sir.
Interesting you did that. Is there a reason behind
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't know what I was. Sometimes I just like come up with things and I'm like, man, this would be great. Like we came up with this slogan and it's leak, yeah. Or it's plumb with the best or leak like the rest.
Oh, I like that.
Like, oh, my God, that's awesome.
Oh, my
so,
God. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. Did you put that in the side of your truck? Do you at least have that tagline
yes,
on your
sir.
Truck? Good for you, man.
I put it on one of my trucks. Let me see. I don't think we did it on the newer truck.
I love it, man. When did you come up with that one, Cameron? I like it. What happened?
We're actually on the way up to North Texas to go through Christmas or something. And I was like, look, I'm starting a company. We need to come up with something good, and we kind of put our heads together. And I was like, "What about this one?" Everybody was like, "Yeah, that's good."
Of course, it's good. Are you kidding me? That's catchy, man. Those are the things. Those are the things that might separate you when somebody's actually considering, and they find you on Google. You know, those little things add up. You know, it could be that could be the tagline that they might have seen while you're driving around, and they go, "That's the guy I want to call," because they remember that tagline. You know, like Roto-Rooter, yes, they're famous for that jingle, man.
They are.
You know that. They're famous for that jingle. That jingle is what made the Roto-Rooter what they are. Right?
Right.
And that's what you do.
I should have put it on all these new trucks.
What? The what?
Because I just rebranded it in new trucks to newer looking trucks, and I left it off of all the both of the new trucks.
So you don't have that on there, huh?
No. It was either that or my phone number on the back.
Why? There was no space? There was no space for it?
Right.
I'm confused.
There was no space on the tailgate.
That's what it was.
Because it's one of those Tommy gates.
Yeah. Because that would have been perfect. I mean, you definitely want the consumers to, because that's your tagline.
Yes, sir.
That's your tagline. Yeah. Just like Roto-Rooter has that, you know?
Yes, sir. But yeah, I mean, can you email me your information? Because I'm definitely interested. I'm really interested.
So let me give you the price point. Let me just simplify it.
Okay.
What we're considering doing is two different format. We could do a local SEO that's putting it on the first page of Google under the 15 keywords, but that's a minimum radius. Minimum is like 10 miles. Maximum is pushing it 20 miles. It depends on density.
Okay.
How dense it. If it's San Antonio, it won't go 20 miles, but it will at least get you a radius north, south, east, and west of 15 miles solid, maybe pushing it 20.
Okay.
That's a local SEO, and that's only $199 for you to be on the 15 keywords under the services that apply to you. That could be, you know, like, of course, plumber near me, emergency plumbing, plumbing service, residential plumbing, commercial plumbing. All those are key keywords. And your website is good enough that we can actually use your website under those keywords on Google search so people could call you directly. Now, when they email you, does it go straight to your to your phone? When they email you?
It goes straight to my phone. Yes.
Good for you. So you have access to getting immediate response. And is this a click and call? Like if they click on that number, it calls them directly on the phone?
Like as far as on my website?
Yeah, on your website, yeah, because we do that too.
I'm pretty sure it already has a click and call.
Oh, good, good. That's key.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But I guess like what is the so how do you
so the price point is $199 for just Google
number one
to put your
how
number
do you know
one.
That those just because of like my rating.
Well, it'll be more than your rating. We have the IT guys that does that. They put you in 60 different directories, and all your information has to be accurate and the same all the way across in all the different directories. Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Angie's List, Home Advisor, all those are different directories. And we make sure that everything's all accurate on all those different directories as far as your type of service, your phone number, if your address is on there, your name of your business, correct, 5J Plumbing. You know, it has to be the same. And then, of course, the reviews are just as important. So the more reviews you get, because right now you only have 13 reviews. I looked at your
I know.
Yeah, that's too low. You need more than that. So maybe get a couple of neighbors, friends, cousins, you know, act like they have, because they have their own email. They have to have their own email. And they could just put positive things about you, you know. Cameron is an honest man. He does great work. He finishes on time. Just basic stuff. Because the more reviews you have, the more confidence the consumers will have. And second of all, your reviews, your ranking will increase, and that's going to help you as well. And we'll help you with that. So we'll do all the technical side of it. What you do is you receive the calls directly, and you negotiate with the clients or whatever, you know, you bid for it or in whatever contract you get, that's fine. We don't charge for anything additional over that than the $199 a month. And that's a month-to-month basis, no contract as well. Cameron, which is really cool. Yeah.
So say that I pay y'all $200 and then I look on how soon would I be able to see my name up there on the first page?
Within 30 days. 30 days. It's a process. Yeah. 30 days you'll be in rank 1, 2, or 3. And that's the process one, two, or three, correct. Because we're putting you on the Google Maps. So that's exactly where you're gonna be, 1, 2, or 3. Yeah,
okay.
And it rotates. Yeah, but as long as you're in the 1, 2, or 3, that's all that matters. Because Yeah, exactly, absolutely. That's what you're, okay. That's what you're paying for, to be found. Now, you're entitled to 15 keywords, so that's important. So I don't handle the keywords. That's customer interview. That's another day that, like, we get to start it. Okay. All we need is just a basic $199 to get you started today. And then I'll set up an appointment with client service, and they're going to ask you what are the keywords or what are the businesses you want clients to target you or call you on your services. And then you tell them, you know, water heater, because you have to change water heaters, right? You do water heaters? Yeah, water heaters. Good. That's a good change out. That costs money. How much you charge for a water heater? $300?
Where's this guy? About $1,500.
There you go. See, even more. So changing water heaters is good money. That's just one sample. Emergency plumbing. If somebody's PVC breaks outside or somewhere, they emergency plumbing. I've been in that situation. It's not fun being a homeowner and you got water bubbling in front of one of your walls or something like that. You know what I mean? Because you have to go out there and shut up that main valve and then figure out what happened. Right?
No, exactly. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So do you do emergency plumbing? You do after hours?
Oh, I love them. Yeah. So we don't offer like after hours stuff. Well, we offer it as far as phone calls go, but we don't have an on-call guy or anything like that.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. It's something that you could consider in the future, Cameron.
No,
have one guy that's on call, because you know the call is going to come in because you can monitor it. You're going to have a dashboard with us, and you're able to know what time is timeline. You're going to know the day, the time, the location, and the phone number of that particular person that called at that particular day. And you're always going to have documentation on the dashboard. You're able to see that. So if one of your coworkers or one of your employees says, hey, I got a call at midnight, well, you're able to look at the dashboard on your phone or your computer and say, oh, yeah, here you go. Here's the number. Here's the time. He was right. That is a job.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So you're able to cross-reference it. He can't lie.
Yes, sir.
And he can't lie anyway. Let's say he tried to do the job and not tell you that he did the job. Guess what? He got that call in the middle of the night. You could say, hey, what happened? And you can always call the client. So how did my technician work out for you? You know what I mean?
Right.
You're always going to have access to that. Nobody else has access to that but you, Cameron, so because you're the owner.
That's good.
Powerful.
Sure. Yeah.
So, Cameron, what's your last name?
I mean, Janota, J-A-N-O-T-A.
O-T-A, okay.
No, J-A-N-O-T-A.
Yep. J-A-N-O-T-A, got it. Correct, okay. Yeah. And the main number is 830-556-1466.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll save that. All right. What's your address?
It's 217 River Street.
217 River Street, okay.
And there's a street number for that. Just a minute.
Is that a house?
No, it's a park plaza.
Okay. 217 River Street, all right. Okay, Suite 107, is that okay? Suite 107, I looked at the email, I mean your website. Yeah, suite number 107, I just looked at your website. Okay, Suite 107, it's in 78155, hold on a second, that's a zip code, 78155, that's in, I can't pronounce the name of your city, how do you pronounce it, Seguin?
Seguin,
okay, Seguin.
Cam.
Okay.
Are
perfect.
Having a Valentine's Day party?
All right. We got all that. Perfect. You got your email.
I need info about it, so I know.
And then 5J Plumbing is the correct name for the business? Cameron?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, got it. All right. Now, the billing address, is it under that same address, or is it separate address for the billing?
It's separate for the billing.
So separate for the billing? Okay, what would it be for the billing?
Actually, you can put it as the same.
The same it works?
I can get mail there. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, this would be like if you're going to put it on a business credit card or you're going to put it in your personal card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express.
Oh, yeah.
Card. Yeah.
Yeah, and that'll be underneath my address. Okay.
Okay.
It's
what,
129 McKnight. 129 McKnight Road.
McKnight. Hold on a second. McKnight. It's M C N I G H T Road.
No, sir. It's M C K N I G H T.
K. That's right. Like, yeah, like the basketball. McKnight Road. Okay. Is that a house?
It is.
Okay. And then what city is that? The same city?
Same city.
Okay. And then of course Texas. And then of course 78155. Yeah. Zip code. Okay. Perfect.
Hey, I'm going to talk to my wife for a minute and kind of bring her up to speed.
Okay. Yeah.
You still there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you could definitely send me an email with, like, your information, just so I can kind of, you know, check things on your end, too, because I am a smaller company, and I definitely want to cross-reference everything to make sure things are legitimate, and then I'd be able to make a decision on that.
Yeah, well, the company's, like I said, has been around 18 years. You can Google it right now. We have an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Yeah, it's called Local Splash, L-O-C-A-L, Local Splash, S-P-L-A-S-H. And we're based in Costa Mesa, which is 15 minutes from Disneyland. So we've been 15 minutes for Disneyland, same location for 18 years. So we definitely have all the credentials, yeah. On top of that, we also Google Premier. So Google gives us a certificate. This is what's cool, Cameron. For the 18 years we've been in the industry, they only have 40 of these certificates given out throughout the United States for SEO companies like ourselves that deal with Facebook and also with Google and Google Ads marketing, because we're doing things right. Now, this call is recorded, so there's quality control to make sure that what I'm offering you is exactly what you're going to get. And then, like, tomorrow or the next day, you're going to get a call from our customer inquiry, and they're going to ask you the exact questions that I was telling you they're going to need to make sure that this is handled correctly, and second of all, what categories you want the consumers to find you on Google search. So that's all.
Okay.
It's going to be all done correctly, okay? So,
okay,
yeah,
definitely
have trust. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
so,
definitely send me your information, and I can get a hold of you tomorrow when I'm not staying home with my kids, and I'll reach back out and I'll look up the company tonight, and I'll give y'all, I mean, that sounds like great information, and that would be amazing. So let me do a little research on my end, and I'll give you a call in the morning if that's okay.
Well, it's up to you. I mean, it just takes a couple of minutes to get it finalized, and then we'll be able to send you a receipt and you're going to get that call. Can we just finalize it now?
No,
okay.
Let's go ahead and hold off. Let me listen to it, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I send you my information.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Cameron. Call you tomorrow.
You have been kicked from this conference.